Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. First weekend in November, Bob. We're just a couple short weeks out from the gun opener. Looking forward to that. But since I spoke to everybody last, I took a little freezer meat. Had a little bit of fun with that. So I got to let the crossbow fly in one shot, and it was done. So had a little bit of fun with that this last week.
Nice.
But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bobby. You listen to Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us. If you're hearing our voices, it is the weekend. So it's time to fire up that smoker, grill, deep fryer, whatever you got, bring it. And today we're going to be doing our annual gun show. So we're not going to show off our massive arms or anything, because they're not.
Not those guns? That's why we're on the radio, right?
That's right. Yeah. But we're going to talk all about guns, and we've got some cool people coming up. Our good friend from Henry Repeating Arms, Mr. Anthony Imperato, and our old friend Tom Lindsley from Cold Steel Tactical. But first, Jop, I kind of threw a little curve at you, and I brought in my buddy from Deer Camp, Mr. Dick Guider. Welcome to the show, Dick.
Good morning, guys.
Dick is a perennial favorite, and we don't see each other nearly enough, but we have a tradition of hunting on his club. It's called the Club 120, and it's up by Brethren and Calava in northern Michigan. And Dick is our camp cook. He's got a cool little cabin. There's several guys that own the place. And every year on Thursday of the week, Dick does his famous beef tenderloin.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you do it.
Well, I do it maybe a little bit different than a lot of guys. I get a whole tenderloin, and rather than cut it into individual steaks, I'm a charcoal guy. So I get the charcoal going, and I put a nice rub on it, and sear it so all the juices are seared in. Then I move it back off the coals in direct heat, and I cook it on indirect heat till it gets to about 130 degrees and let it rest for 5 or 10 minutes, and then cut it into steaks. And the guys look, I think that's the only reason a lot of them come to Deer Camp.
They look, well, Dean brings the chili every year, too. That's pretty good.
Oh, come on now. Beef tenderloin versus chili.
Dean's chili is good, Jop.
I bet it is, but I know which line I'm in first. We'll just put it that way.
Shout out to Tom and Callahan, too, while we're at it.
So, and then we make a little Bernays sauce on the side to go along with the potatoes we cook up and the salad and a bottle of red wine, and life is good.
Man, isn't it?
It is really good. And I'll tell you what, when you've been out in the, this is a beautiful piece of hunting land, and there's 120 acres, but a couple of the other partners have some 20s and 40s, so there's actually more land than that. We actually had to track a couple deer this year, too. Had to track one of them, got a couple bucks in camp, so that was nice. But in the next morning, I brought up some of Tim Sobey's wonderful homemade breakfast sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And because Dick is also famous for biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. Many, many years ago, probably, I'm going to guess it's 25 years ago, I came across a recipe, I think it was in the Detroit Free Press, and it was a recipe for biscuits and gravy. And the guy bragged in the article that there was never anything left, that everybody licked the plate clean, so I tried it. And we've been cooking it at least once a week for 25 years. And
should be every morning.
Nobody's ever complained. Well, if it was every morning, we probably wouldn't last too long. The arteries, I think, couldn't take it.
Is it one of those that you can stand a spoon up in the gravy?
Yes.
There it is.
So tell us how you make it.
Well, it's pretty simple, and it may sound funny, but it tastes great. But I start out with about a pound of bulk sausage, Sobeys in this case. Brown that up real good. While I'm browning it, I season the meat with a little Worcestershire, some garlic powder, and a chicken bouillon cube. After the sausage is browned, I add one can of cream of chicken soup.
Ooh.
I add 8 ounces of sour cream, a little milk, mix it up, let it cook down, and usually another dash or two of Worcestershire in there for taste, and cook it on top of the stove in my own in my old iron skillet frying pan.
Yep.
You got to have an iron frying pan.
Do you cook it in a Dutch oven ever?
I have. I've
sorry,
got
that's an inside joke.
You did it.
That's an inside joke.
I've got a Dutch oven, but no, I've
it's
got
deer
a
camp. There's lots of Dutch ovens.
I've got a big 15-inch iron skillet. That
yeah, that's a beauty.
In.
Excellent.
It's a beauty.
So, and then if, for the biscuits, we don't get real fancy on the biscuits. I bring in some English muffins, toast those up on top of the stove, and serve it over the English muffin. Mm. As I say, I've never had to throw any away.
I'm telling
damn,
you.
Damn, my mouth's watering already.
You know, I love biscuits and gravy, and right. I also know that most people can't make it worth the crap.
Right.
Bob Evans has a decent one, but I don't even order it at restaurants because half the time it's this white, bland, you know,
yeah,
flour.
Way too much flour in it. And it's just like,
Dude, this is, it's so, my mouth's watering just thinking about it. It's so good. I had seconds.
Well, I think we saw you licking the frying pan.
Give me another muffin. He's on the edge of the fry pan.
We were fighting over the extras at the end. There was five of us, and it got really quiet when Dick brought that out. But Dick is our wives played softball together. I don't know. We might have even played co-ed for a while or something. But I was his assistant coach. He was the coach. We had a stable of fine fillies for a team.
Well, you know, Bob, we coached 22 years.
Wow.
We had that women's team.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was amazing to see him go from young, in fact, half of them, I don't think, were even married when we started out.
No.
And by the time we finished, they were married. We had kids. And, 22 years of doing it.
So you guys put them in the corral and just kind of coached them along.
Because
we
always went out for beers after the games.
Really?
So he and I had to like kind of watch over this stable of lovely ladies.
Is that that fox and hen house thing going on there?
No, the hen house. There were lots of foxes in there, and that was our job was to just kind of keep an eye on them because the male softball teams were there too.
Sure.
So it was more of a distraction. We were kept busy.
We were kept busy. Almost an impossible task because they never listened to us anyway, man. Yeah. You know, when you coach third base and you try to hold them up and say, stop, hold up, and they just keep going. Yeah. They didn't care.
Oh, fun things. But that's, you know, the stories we had at deer camp this year were some of the best. I mean, if you don't go to deer camp, if you don't have buds that you hang out with, you got to go because I hadn't been for a couple of years, and I really missed these guys, and it was so good to be there.
Oh, it's an annual tradition.
And we have very different individuals at deer camp.
Very eclectic group.
So it's always fun. We always enjoy it. Look forward to it every year for the boat hunting trip. And then now we've got rifle season coming up pretty soon.
Yeah. Right. You know, I'm going to head up to Siciliano's camp again.
Nice.
I don't go there to stay. That's a stop by in the middle of the afternoon. Usually there before opening day.
You really need Uber if you're going to do that.
No, I have Palazzolo because he doesn't drink much, but he's a pretty good driver when it comes to two-tracking, so we're all good. But anyway, our friends at Siciliano's Market have a big family camp, and it's just fun.
Best.
Yeah, it is. And I usually bring some tidbits to cook on the open fire when they got a big one, a big 10-foot circle fire pit. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk with John Lindsley from Cold Steel Tactical. You guys aren't going to want to miss this. He's got some cool gadgets that are going to help you be safe and sound in the woods. Stick with us. We'll be back. Just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend to listen to Barbecue Bob and I pontificate about a few things that we claim to know a little bit about. But when we don't know everything, we bring in some experts. What we got over there, Bob?
Yeah, well, we have an old friend of the show again, Top, otherwise known as Thomas Lindsley. And I met Top when we did Operation Injured Soldiers. I went out with OIS to take a bunch of vets salmon fishing years ago. And Tom was one of those soldiers. So we were fast friends. We had a great day on Lake Michigan. And
caught some fish?
Oh, we did, yeah. And it was a wonderful thing. And we've been friends ever since. And welcome to the show.
Great to know both of you guys, Randy and Bob. Thanks.
You're welcome. So you came up with this idea. Tell us what you did.
Well, 4 years ago, on a bet, I started making gun slings. A friend of mine in Georgia sells high-end jewelry, firearm jewelry. He's always got a little money to spend for guns and bullets and such. He got tired of hearing me complain about that, and he just said, well, shut up and go build a gun sling, jokingly. A week later, I went to Hobby Lobby and bought my first paracord and began to design something. Even the early crude designs that we had sold. West Michigan stores, it's permissible to name, but it sold here in West Michigan. And over the following 3 years, we evolved the product to its current state. A lot of unique qualities in this thing that is sought out by active shooters for SWAT teams, competitive shooters, active shooting scenarios, military.
So give us the basic concept behind it.
Well, the concept. It's a single point and a two-point sling.
Big deal there.
Yep. Primarily, this kind of sling is used on aggressive firearms, such as M4s and combat rifles. However, it goes just as well with the right small adapters on any traditional firearm. I have one mounted on the saddle ring on my Marlin 44 lever gun.
Nice.
So it need not be a combat firearm. It's got a bungee core inside of it, which is unique the way it's designed. As a paracord survival bracelet type of a product, this survival sling will allow the user to have about 100 feet of emergency paracord for whatever need. And after having removed the paracord, the sling stays intact. So your mission to do what you do with that rifle is still going to be there because the bungee remains inside.
And here's the cool thing. So some guns get a little heavy. And so having that bungee action under it, it's a rubber band basically inside this thing. So when you're walking, believe it or not, over time, if you carry a weapon a long time, and you and I have both done that, you carried one a lot longer, but some of those guns are heavy. I used to carry a 60, and that was a shoulder breaker.
You know the 60. Yeah. Today's equivalent's the 249 Saw,
right.
M240.
Much nicer gun.
This sling's been reviewed in Afghanistan for a year using the same weapons.
Wow. So if you get a heavier piece of iron now, Jop and I each have some beautiful Henrys.
Right, yep. We're going to be talking with Anthony a little later in the show, but those lever-action Henrys, these big boys, mine's a 30-30. I think yours is actually, what, a 45?
45-70.
Yeah, so those are heavy guns, big octagon barrels that probably weigh 8 pounds, 9 pounds apiece.
Yeah, so the point is this gun being on your shoulder with that rubber band action, as you take every step, that bounce instead of that weight hitting your
driving
shoulder.
Driving into your shoulder, sure.
And
it's very forgiving. You wouldn't think it would be much, but over the hours or days or weeks in the bush or wherever you're at, that really takes a toll on your shoulder. So I think there's a great health value to that as well. But having the paracord, that's so cool.
That bungee plays one other place when it's in a two-point configuration. On a full draw, visioning at full draw, you can adjust the tension of this sling so you can get that perfect amount of resistance between the bungee, yourself, and the firearm for a stable shot that you may need on occasion.
Really,
and you
stabilize that barrel.
And you can dial that in on demand with the easy adjuster.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, so when we had you on, gosh, for a remote somewhere way back, you brought your first one, and I was instantly in love with it. And since then, now you're making about how many of them a day?
Well, we're in a huge evolution. Best way to put it is last month we were averaging 40 or 50 a month. Now, as of a week ago, we're potentially looking at 1,000 a month or better. We're in that evolution right now.
So tell everybody why.
Why? Well, I took a chance last spring, and I sent in a sample to the United States Army and Air Force Exchange Service. That's AAFES. AFES is the on-base shopping system where soldiers and families and airmen go to buy their day-to-day needs. They have it's kind of mall-esque.
It's what really we call the PX.
Yeah, right. The PX and the BX is what it is. And this is where soldiers go to buy their equipment. And there's a tactical gear section there, which these slings now adorn. There's a gear section on 10 out of upcoming 50 active-duty military bases around the world. Our first overseas orders went to Camp Humphreys in the 2nd Infantry Division, just south of the Korean DMZ, and another went to Vicenza, Italy, where a pretty significant airborne contingent is.
Yes, it is.
And I have to tell you, doing this for these people, and the category, who's making this, we haven't touched that yet.
Do that.
These slings are made by veterans and
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Tom Lindsley from Cold Steel Tactical, and we're talking about his wonderful sling. Go ahead.
Well, this sling is made by primarily by a large group of veterans. Many of them have had their challenges, law enforcement personnel, and first responders and their families. That's who built this sling.
So, it's therapeutic for them to build it because I would imagine the braiding is the most time-consuming part.
Yes.
Because that's not the easiest braid to do. When you look at this thing, what you just see is a really nice-looking sling with a very cool pattern to the braid. I mean, if you ever had sisters or daughters that braided their hair exquisitely, this is an exquisite braid. And how long does it take for a new guy to do that braid?
New guy like me? Yeah. When I was a new guy doing it, it took me 3 weeks to get that pattern down. But I'm damaged goods.
Yeah.
Anybody in shop that we train today can pick this pattern up and assemble one from scratch in a half hour.
So if you're a civilian, where can you buy this?
Civilians can buy it in any of Laming stores.
No.
Here in Grand Rapids at most of your...
In Michigan.
West Michigan, Coast, any of your any fine privately owned firearm store.
Okay.
And those with indoor ranges are particularly interested.
Can they buy them online?
You can buy them online at coldsteeltactical.com. But veterans or active duty, pay close attention. As of November 11th, you're all going to be able to buy these slings through the PX. The PX and the BX. I don't have to explain to you what that is. But you right now go to vetverify.org, enroll, and as of November 11th, you can save $20 per sling there versus buying it from my site.
Yeah, nice gift from Uncle Sam. I think our president got that. Through.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go, Tom, is because the active and retired or discharged now are going to be able to, for the first time ever, right?
First time
Explain
ever.
Explain that to what's going on.
Yeah, any and all honorably discharged service member of the United States, regardless of branch, can go to vetverify.org, sign up there, and from that day forward, you'll be able to purchase at the PX online, and just like you could anywhere else, online. And you're paying
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard.
And if memory serves me, prices are going to be significantly lower. Taxes, I think, are non-existent in the PX. Sorry about that for sure, but
that's all right.
It's a much better deal.
It's still nice to have another avenue.
So, Tom, if the listeners, how much is one of these if they go to your website?
They go to the website, $79.99, and tax and shipping of $7.
That's if you
every bit worth it.
You need one or two at least.
But as I'm doing this for the vets the way I am, first responders, law enforcement personnel, there's a promo code, and it's an honor system. Straight shooter, one word, straight shooter, will save the honest first responders $7 on shipping free.
All right. Very cool.
That's cool.
Bob, we need to get some of these because this is a very cool piece. It's industrial. I mean, this is not a lightweight anything. All these connections and clips and straps are all hardened metal, and it's just a beautiful piece.
Awesome.
Beautiful piece.
It is.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about guns. We got our friend Greg Glasgow from Barracks 616 going to be calling in, and we might even do a little Phil Belly Deli. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We're back-to-back undefeated World War champs. So take a cup, raise it up for my Uncle Sam. You know we sent a man to the moon.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull, we smoke butt. And it's a mitful, backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, first weekend in November, and we are on the verge of our deer opener here in a couple weeks. And you know what? When we start doing this, we start thinking about guns. And Barbecue Bob, we've got a guy on the live line right now that knows a little bit about guns and wanted to talk to him about a few things. Now on the live line, we've got Greg Glasgow from Barrick 616. Hey, good morning, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Greg's the general manager of Barrick 616. And for those that don't know, Greg, tell us a little bit about what 616 does.
Barrick 616 is a full-line firearms store. And we also have 12 indoor lanes, and we're also an education center where we teach people all about firearm safety and personal protection.
Well, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was that firearm safety, personal protection, and the whole CPL process. If somebody was considering their CPL, explain to them what they might need to know or and the decisions they need to go through in their head before they just show up at your shop.
Certainly. Well, to get a CPL, under Michigan state law, you have to take a certified course, and that can either be from the NRA instructor or a Concealed Pistol Carry Association instructor. They're both about 10 hours long, give or take. But ours always average about 10. You're required to shoot 100 rounds, sit through a class, get a legal briefing on what the do's and don'ts are, and then go out and shoot and pass the written test and the shooting test, and then you're good to go.
Jop and I took that a couple of years back from a good friend of ours, Steve Prince, Prince Arming, and I have my concealed carry. Now, we have in studio an old friend of mine, Dick Guider. He's a concealed carry guy also, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're all packing up here.
So, Greg, you hear on the radio all the time about the do's and don'ts when you have received your CPL. You hear about the ad where the guy's with the ball bat, his neighbor's beating somebody with a ball bat, and he holds him at gunpoint, and then he gets arrested. How does that happen?
Well, that usually doesn't happen in Michigan.
I see.
Especially in Kent County. But what the gun is designed to do is to defend you and your person, and you can defend, like, obviously your neighbor, somebody who's drawing, you know, bodily harm. You know, nobody recommends you shoot anybody. You know, obviously you want to keep that to the bitter end. You know, this, you know, carrying this is a privilege and a deterrent.
Now, how about if some weirdo comes in your backyard and starts messing with your grill?
Yeah, I might turn on the propane and toss a match.
Right, yeah.
You know, unless you're being bodily threatened, you really can't use your weapon. And the other thing is that the state law mandates like 20 feet, meaning that the guy's farther away from you than 20 feet and he's not shooting back at you, you have to retreat farther back until there's no place for you to run.
I see. So this is where if you're laying in bed at night and you hear somebody break in through your garage and you hear a funny noise, retreat in and try to be a deterrent, call 911, get them to go away. But if you're forced to pull and use your firearm, you want them at least 20 feet or less from you. Is that what you're saying?
That's what they like to see, you know, unless obviously the guy's shooting at you. But, you know, once the guy's in your house, it's game over. You know, I mean, if he's 60 feet down the hallway, you know, and he's threatening you or your child or, you know, keeps coming to you after you warn him you have a firearm, you know, it's your discretion. But once he's in your house, he's pretty much open game.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, and obviously this is a last resort type thing. Nobody
Correct.
Wants to do this, but on a lighter note, tell us a little bit about Barrick 616 and how somebody could come there, where they could find you.
Well, we're in Cascade. We're located right by the Crown Plaza Hotel, which puts us right at the corner of Kraft and 28th Street, kind of kitty corner from the Cascade Meyer.
Okay.
We're open 7 days a week. We have classes almost. We offer classes almost every day, from basic to concealed carry to defensive pistol. And then that defensive pistol category gets pretty broad with low light shooting, drawing from the holster. So there's a lot of variables there so that, you know, once you have your CPL, obviously you've got a gun stuck in your pants. Now you have to learn how to get it out. And, you know, use it in a timely fashion. And that also takes practice and training.
Certainly. Certainly it does. Now, you also have a pretty wide array of guns and ammo and things in accessories in your store, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a huge assortment of handguns and ammunition. And, you know, we also have a test area where you can actually shoot firearms before you buy them. So if your buddy's telling you need Brand X and you get here and our people think Brand X isn't going to fit so good in your tiny little hand or in your ginormous hand, we can lead you to a firearm that's going to feel more comfortable in your hand. Because if it's not comfortable when you hold it and it's not pleasant when you shoot it, you're not going to practice and train with it. And practice is the key.
That sounds like a pretty cool facility. I used to work on Tahoe years ago, so I know that area quite well. I was just right behind you.
And the one thing we have to tell people is that, you know, the lesson is not super intense, and you don't have to be an Annie Oakley grade shot. The course focuses on safe gun handling.
Very good.
And once you pass that class, then you got to go to the county and give them your fingerprints and $115 to finalize getting your license.
Right, register you in the state and federal system, exactly. So, Greg, hey, thanks for making time for us today. I know you're a busy guy. That shop is bustling, especially this time of year, but just wanted to reach out to you. When we're talking guns, we think of you. So appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks for calling, guys. Bye-bye. Right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, Greg Glasgow, Barrick 616, is a great shooting range here in West Michigan. If you've got one of these in your area, you know what? It's worth time, not necessarily Barrick 616, but just a gun range in your area. A lot of professional training there, and when we do this gun show, it's all about safety, and these guys will help you learn a lot about the safe handling of your firearms.
All right, and how about safe handling of your veggies? We need some full belly deli. I got an idea, because the full belly deli is supposed to give you an idea for saving money, right? Because we all want to save money, right. Everybody. And even a rich guy like you likes to save money.
I'm rich in so many ways.
Yeah. So here's a good trick. I go to my big local supermarket. If I'm going to get my smoker out, and I go to their produce department, and I sweet talk the people in the produce department into letting me look through some of their stuff that they're pulling that's a little aged. Now, like peppers and tomatoes, they're real fussy with, so they pull them when they start to get real ripe. But if you're going to smoke vegetables, those are the perfect vegetables to smoke. Like, I'm thinking stuffed green peppers. If you're going to stuff green peppers and smoke them, who cares if it's got a few wrinkles? When you're done smoking it, it's going to have a lot more.
That's right.
But that thing is at the peak of perfection right then.
Right. Super sweet, concentrated flavors.
Pennies on the dollar.
Right.
I can get a whole bag of Roma tomatoes. I'm talking like 4 or 5 pounds. The bag will be ready to break. For a buck.
Right.
And then I throw those in the smoker when I'm smoking up, like I did a couple of nights ago for GI Barbecue. I smoked up butts and briskets to throw the vegetables in there. Now what you have is roasted tomatoes.
Right.
And there's no better tomato for cooking than a fire roasted tomato. It gives you so much more flavor.
Right. Picks up that smoke, and once you get them cooked like that, the skins come right off, and you just got the meat of the tomato,
right,
which makes great sauces, great soup bases, great chili base, anything like that that you use a canned tomato in. And one, it's going to be much better than the canned.
Fire
and
roasted.
Two, it's less money, because we're talking the bigger box stores generally are the ones that'll have boxes and boxes of tomatoes that they feel aren't saleable anymore, but they're perfectly fine.
They're better.
Right.
And even if you don't have a smoker, here's a nice little thing you can do. You can put them on cookie sheets and throw them in your oven and bake them. Now you've got roasted vegetables. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Anthony Imperato. If you've heard us mention that name before, he is the guy with Henry Arms. You're not going to want to miss this. He's doing some really cool fundraising this fall. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the November 4th edition of the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. First weekend in November. Getting ready to go to deer camp, man. We've been talking firearms all day today if you're just tuning in. And Barbecue Bob, we got a guy that knows a little bit about firearms on the live line right now, don't we?
That's right, and a good friend of the show, Mr. Anthony Imperato from Henry Repeating Arms. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Pleasure to be back.
We are huge fans of your product, and we became familiar with it when you stepped up and you donated a couple to our charity called Operation GI Barbecue. We just did a fundraiser again the other night. We're getting ready to ship another load of grills. I was going to say weapons. Another load of grills. We're going to Camp Pendleton with the next load. But I got to know you because you helped a friend with another charity, and he messaged you, and you just called up and said, I want to make a couple guns for your veteran charity, and it's called Operation GI Barbecue, and that was very helpful. We did the big auction, and I got to tell you, and I think I have before, but your guns were the screaming rage of the auction. It was a bidding war, and it was so fun.
Well, thank you. Our pleasure. And our guns perform very well at fundraising events throughout the country, whether it's for veterans organizations or wildlife conservation or Second Amendment or others, they have a much higher perceived value, and so they bring some good bucks.
Anthony, with regard to that, you've got a little celebration going on. You're going to make 20 special anniversary edition big boy rifles. Tell us a little bit about that effort and what you're doing with that.
Well, we shipped the first Henrys in March of 1997, starting with our entry-level model, the HR01 Henry Lover Action. And 20 years later, thank God, here we are, alive and well. And so to commemorate the 20th anniversary, we engraved 20 big boys. If I must say so myself, they look beautiful. They have fancy walnut stocks, and they're serial numbered from 1 through 20. Serial number 1 is live on gunbroker.com right now,
wow.
And it's I think it's at $17,000.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Bid.
But yeah. Here's the – Anthony's a humble man, and here's the deal, though, is it's at $17,000 because it's a collector's item. But where's that $17,000 going, Anthony?
Yeah, it's going through the Hunting Heritage Foundation, and then actually there are going to be 19 other recipients of each of these guns, and these are all organizations that are you know dear to our heart, like the Youth Shooting Sports Alliance and the International Hunters Education Association and a variety of other wildlife conservation programs. So all to good causes. And so folks can check out the listing at gunbroker.com. They could go to Hunting Heritage. I don't know their website off the top of my head. And most importantly, please come and visit our website at henryusa.com.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, you have the Grillin' Guys, so it must be the weekend. We are in the gun show, which we do every year, and we have on the Grillin' line right now the president and founder of Henry Repeating Arms, largest lever-action rifle company, I believe, in the world. And you're calling right now from Bayonne, New Jersey, I do believe.
Correct. Our headquarters are Bayonne, New Jersey, and we also have a plant out in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, a total of about 450 people, more or less 200 and some odd in each location, and building guns at both.
It's really cool. I visited you in Bayonne, and Jop, when he was in Wisconsin, went to your Rice Lake factory. So we've been on both properties, right. Let's put it that way.
Very nice, very nice. But again, being the humble man that you are, what you're doing for conservation in the shooting sports is second to none. By donating these classic firearms, they're one of a kind, they're tightly serial numbered, and you're giving them away to a multitude of organizations so, in fact, they can raise money for their organization and further their missions. Nobody does it better, Anthony. Our hat's off to you.
Thank you, sir. We do appreciate it. We have to give back because it's the right thing to do, and it's also the selfish thing to do in a sense where we know we can help promote youth shooting sports, keep our traditions alive, help with wildlife conservation, keep our hunting traditions alive, all of that good stuff. So
yeah, it's true, because they all are under assault by many groups, and this country is so cool for so many ways, but one of the coolest things about our country is the Second Amendment. And the fact that a guy like you can revive a family line of rifles that's, 150-year-old name in rifles at least, you can build your factory and start making them again 20 years ago, that's just a really cool thing. It's in some countries, that's just not allowed, and a guy like me can't go to his favorite store and just buy this. But I would urge people, if you are not familiar with this weapon, and if maybe you're a little afraid of the market taking a big dive right now and you want to invest in something, this is something to invest in. And whether it's one of these signature guns, anniversary edition, big boys, or if you just have Henry customize one for you, and you can do that on their website, I would tell you that this is something you could pass down to your children, and you'd need to get one for each child. I can tell you this.
They'll fight over them.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have no objection. Well, speaking of getting gifts, I could take this opportunity to remind folks that while Henry sell all year long, they do particularly well during the holiday season, because it's one of the few items that you could say put something made in America under the Christmas tree. And it's one of those gifts that will be remembered for a long time. So we've got something for everyone in the family, whether it's for the ladies in the family, like the Henry American Beauty rifle, or the youngsters. We have three levels of youth rifles, our mini bolt for the beginner, our basic youth lever action for the 11, 12-year-old, and then the golden boy maybe for the teenager, all in youth versions. And while we make beautiful guns, if I must say so myself, that, you know, they're all not wall hangers. We have a lot of guns now in our line that are for practical use, whether it's the Long Ranger for getting bolt action performance in a lever action, or our Henry Big Boys for brush hunting, or our survival rifle for the outdoorsman, all of that. We've got something for everyone.
The survival rifle is particularly cool. If you go to, what's your website again?
HenryUSA.com.
If you go to HenryUSA.com, look at this survival rifle, because it packs down to, what, 18 inches?
It's actually 16 and a half inches when stowed, so it's pretty neat. And we have it in two new camo patterns now, True Timber Kanati, and something called True Timber Viper Western pattern, both neat-looking versions of camouflage.
Well, Mr. Imperato, we cannot thank you enough for stepping up and helping the Grilling Guys when you did, and we just wish you and your company blessings and continued success, and we're just proud to call you friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Same here. Wishing you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, and be well, and I hope to be on the next time.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Yeah. That's a great Christmas present idea.
Yeah.
And they're not all $1,200 guns. You got to go to HenryUSA.com.
Yep. Retail prices are there. You can get them at all your local gun dealers, and they'll have them. But coming up next, a little man law, and we might have to help you clean your barrel out. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I want to hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Kind of silly doing man law, because this whole show is really nothing but a bunch of man laws. You hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I get it.
If you know, talking to Anthony about Henry repeating arms, if you've never shot a sweet lever action rifle, I think that's a man law violation. So you need to get tuned up. If you've never bought a sling for your rifle, another violation. If you've never been to deer camp with a guy like Dick Guider. Okay, I feel sorry for you.
Right.
And I won't pull your man card, but...
Clip the corner.
I'll just say, step it up, brother.
Yeah, this is man time of year. I'm sorry, ladies, if you're listening, and there's probably a lot of ladies that go to camp as well, but this is the time of year where it's just, I look forward to it every year, man.
So today's man law, and this is where it just gets tough. Sometimes we got to tell you the truth. In an empty room, a car... deer camp, etc. A man cannot ask another man if he is mad because he isn't talking.
Yeah, you're allowed to contemplate, sit, and be introspective, and just, you know, think about things. That's part of camp. Now, here's one that you and I have always subscribed to if we're talking about this, and it's a little derivative of this, is that we have had disagreements many times.
Oh, yeah.
But
we used to be kind of vocal.
Right. But but at the end of the day, we both agree that's over and it's done.
Yep.
And we're going to move on, and we're probably better buddies because we learn more about each other.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I don't even remember what we were.
No, I don't either.
Five minutes later.
Right, I couldn't name one. But at the time, it's like, you know, you get into one of those things. And but I don't know. To me, that's what a real buddy is you can speak your mind. They can speak theirs back. Yeah. You resolve it or choose not to resolve it, but move on.
And I've noticed you've just reverted to, instead of arguing with me, you just go off in the back of your excursion and have a temper tantrum.
Right. Throw some crap around. And
talking out of school.
Yeah.
Anyway, cleaning your guns now that we cleaned our barrels out. It's a big deal. As soon as you're done with deer season or whatever hunting you're doing, or maybe you're not a hunter, but you just have guns and weapons, and you like to keep them. Clean them. Even if you haven't shot it, pull that baby out and clean it, because I'll guarantee you one thing. When you cleaned it last time, you missed a spot. And the problem with debris is it fouls. And if you have humidity where you're storing it, you'll get pitting over time.
Sure. Yep, a little bit of rust, a little bit of pitting. And especially if you're taking the gun out into the field, even if it doesn't rain, what happens is the gun changes temperature, right? You brought it from inside where it was maybe 65, 70 degrees. You brought it outside, it's 25, right? Well, that steel will draw in moisture. And then when you bring it back in, that moisture is on that gun, and it needs to be dried. It just needs to be wiped down, and that's in the barrel as well as outside of the gun.
Or it'll be
well.
Cold when you bring it in, and it's warm and moist inside.
There you go.
And that's when you get your condensation on it. So really big deal. Run your rod down through that. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. It's never a bad thing to run your rod down through a barrel. But at the end of the day, you want a fully functioning, safe, free of obstruction barrel that is going to shoot the way you know it shoots, because if you're staring down that big 10 point that you've been hunting for the last 7 days, you want to make sure that your gun doesn't malfunction.
That's right.
When it's time to squeeze the trigger.
Or a cougar or a bear. Hey, I want one last thought here. Halloween, I was grilling for Impact Church. I grilled about 1,200 hot dogs. And I tell you what, some of these people were taking two and three and making other people stand in line. So that is wrong. Man law violation.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you listening each and every week to this crazy show we call The Grilling Guys. If you get out in the woods, be safe. Take the biggest buck you can, and we'll talk with you next week.